Well, welcome back to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, time for a little basketball.
That's right. Don, how cool is it that a homegrown boy takes control of voicing the games of the hometown team? That's what happened with our next guest, Chris Kroeger.
It ought to be.
That is the way it ought to be. After going to school in Union County, then App State, he returned home a few years ago with the show right down the hall here at WFNZ, and then the Charlotte Hornets. He is the voice of the Charlotte Hornets, acting as the lead announcer, and we're going to delve into his inaugural season, at least halfway through, and about we'll learn a little bit about our Hornet participation in the upcoming NBA All-Star Game, all of that here on the Carolina Outdoors program. And, Don, oftentimes our listeners aren't just traveling vocationally for work or whatnot. Of course, we have a wide variety of people who are listening to the program who are traveling recreationally. So we'll ask Chris Kroeger about his travels, because in the NBA, that is the middle name. And without any further delay, let's bring him on. Chris Kroeger, voice of the Charlotte Hornets, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Gentlemen, good morning. Don, Bill, it's good to talk to you.
Man, it is always great to talk to you. Tell us about this inaugural season, at least halfway through, for Chris Kroeger acting as the lead, if you will. What is the travel like?
Well, we're spoiled rotten, so I know that. We live the lap of luxury in terms of convenience and how we travel. So it's pretty streamlined. They've got it down to a science. You know, we really move from point A to point B as quick as you can imagine. There's no wasted energy or time, which is, you know, valuable. Time is money, I think, in everybody's business, but especially so when you're talking about players getting rest when you play 82 games a year and maximizing time for our coaching staff to get ready for games. So, you know, we charter flights. We walk right out on the tarmac. We walk right onto the plane. We've got a nice, comfortable plane. We go from point A to point B. Buses are ready as soon as we land, and we go straight to the hotel or to practice, whatever we got going on that day. And so it's pretty streamlined, but it's amazing how quickly things go. You know, we just finished up a game near the middle of the week in Dallas, and that was our final preseason game back in early October. That was 4 months ago. We've played 53 regular season games now, and I had deja vu walking back into that hotel. I said, I felt like we were just here yesterday. It was 4 months ago. So it's amazing. You think, oh, you forget about some games or days along the way, but 53 games in, 4 months later, I can remember every single game, and it feels like that one was just yesterday.
Maybe that means they have the exact right person taking care of that. If you can remember every single game and an occurrence. And on that topic, we had a visiting team in playing the Charlotte Hornets the other night, the Chicago Bulls. And because of their travel, they came in a day early. And it makes me think, if they are able to enjoy a little bit of our city when they come in a day early like that. And it makes me want to ask you, do you have any pleasure on these trips? Do you have an extra day in a place that you might get to have some Kroeger time, if you will? And if so, what are some of your favorite NBA basketball cities?
Well, Portland's been fun. I really knew I've been to Portland before, but I knew going into the season, I said, Portland's a place I want to go because I've never been to the Moda Center, the Rose Garden, really, as I like to call it, as everybody calls it. I thought, you know what, they love basketball there. I want to see what that's like and be in that arena. It was incredible. But Portland, to me, is such a great city. I love the Pacific Northwest. The people out there are just like the people here in this part of the country, in my opinion. They're so hospitable. They're so homely. And on top of that, it's just a beautiful part of the world. It's so green and lush out there. The weather's pretty temperate overall. It's just a totally different landscape out there. And so I've always loved the Pacific Northwest, and going to Portland, we had a day. It was actually my birthday. We had a day off. We got to go to the Nike campus and walk around a little bit, and then we were able to walk around downtown Portland, which is such a walkable city, so many great restaurants. And you guys may not know this, maybe you don't believe it because I'm 160 pounds soaking wet, but I love to eat. I love food. So anytime I get to walk around in a city and kind of partake in whatever food offerings they have, that's right up my alley. So that's been my number one thing. When I get on the road, Eric Collins, our TV announcer, my colleague on the TV side, always kind of gives me a few tips because he's been around the block a few years longer. He'll say, oh, I like these places in town. These are really local spots. Why don't you go get a flavor of quite literally what's going on in a city? So I like to try and find the local food spots if I can. That's been fun so far.
Then on the other hand, you had Chicago this winter.
Yeah. I tell you what, we were in Milwaukee about 2 weeks ago, and we woke up. It was a Friday morning. Woke up, beautiful day outside, crystal clear, not a cloud in the sky, but woke up, I think it was about 7 or 8 in the morning, getting ready to go to practice. We were getting up, everybody's kind of going through their paces. The air temperature outside, and this is before the polar vortex rolled through, it was minus 10 for the air temperature in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't think we crossed zero until about 11:30 or 12 o'clock that day. So you get to see some varying degrees and climates throughout this great country.
Well, we know you're working hard, traveling hard with the Charlotte Hornets. Our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors is Chris Kroeger, the voice of the Charlotte Hornets. And Chris, I imagine when you worked with the Hornets in seasons prior, when All-Star Weekend showed up, maybe you get to take a break and have some downtime. But this year, Charlotte's acting as the host city for the NBA All-Star Game. Does that mean that you are working and helping play host to the reported 150,000 visitors to Charlotte for this NBA weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be busy. Maybe not as busy as I would be if I were calling games. So I'll get a little break in terms of preparation. I can more or less just kind of show up and be around and contribute. I've got a couple of events with our players and I think some other players that are going to be in town that I'll be taking part in. And then I'll be doing work for, you know, also our website, Hornets.com, because I do the radio broadcast, but I chip in for our digital side too. And obviously we got a lot to talk about. We got Kemba as a starter. He's just the third starter in Hornets history in an All-Star game. How great is that? He's only the second three-time All-Star in Hornets history. And he's going to be in the three-point contest on All-Star Saturday night. Miles is going to be in the dunk contest. We know how high he can jump. So we're going to have a lot going on all weekend long. And I think people don't maybe understand, since it's been since 1991, the last time we had the All-Star game, how much this thing has grown. It's truly a global game. You know, you think about the NBA, and we know about the international players. Obviously, we know about Tony Parker, what he's done for the Hornets this year, Dirk Nowitzki, the Manu Ginobili's of the world. But the game right now is as big globally as it's ever been before. Over 140 players are from international backgrounds. It's the most there've ever been in the NBA. There are less than 500 players in the NBA. So if you do the math, you're talking about over 30% of our league is made up of international players. So our city is going to be on a global stage. It truly has never been on before, all because of All-Star next weekend. So that's pretty impressive.
Listen, I want to talk a little bit about that, because that is the big deal. Back in 1991, if you went to the NBA All-Star game, first off, do you know what the home hotel was? It was the Embassy Suites, which is still located right there, Woodlawn and South Tryon, right at Billy Graham. So imagine that. That was the host. But they played out there on Tavola. And people were there. It was kind of pop culture folks who were stars then. And Chris, listen, I'm going to say it out loud and watch Don roll his eyes via the podcast and radio program. Kid in Play was there. They were one of the hit musical groups out at the time, as well as stars from a hit television show called The Prince of Bel-Air. Either one of you, can you name one of the stars of that TV program?
Yeah, that Will Smith guy turned out to be a pretty big deal, I think.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
He was a musician.
Was that on black and white back then?
It might as well have been. But anyway, I think of that compared to what you just described. Back in 1991, Charlotte, it was a very Charlotte-centric event to a degree. But now, is the NBA kind of in the international following? Does it take over a city like Charlotte and the citizens kind of backseat it a little bit?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's funny. I was talking to one of our security guys in the building, and they're all going to be there and then some over the next week or so. And he was saying, look, I've worked every event underneath the sun, including Super Bowls. And he says, this one, it might not be right up there with the Super Bowl, but it's not far behind. And I think it's because of that global impact. You're going to have so many media outlets literally from all over the world. And so there's no doubt about it. The NFL rules the roost here in the U.S., but the NFL is not the global game that the NBA is, for all the reasons that we just talked about. So it's going to be incredible. I think it's a great opportunity to really showcase our city and how it's grown and just how different it is. Like you're talking about, Bill, from 1991 when Charlotte was still just such a sleepy little town. And I know there was the news that came out just this morning about BB&T and SunTrust merging, and now their headquarters is going to be moving to Charlotte. So this city just continues to grow. And I'm excited. I think we've had those opportunities with these political conventions we've had over the years. Charlotte continues to grow, and we keep putting ourselves in a good spotlight. But I know you guys are just as proud of our city as I am, and so I think this is a great opportunity over the next few weeks.
Well, I think there was a little bit of a wound back in 1991 because many of those NBA All-Star participants teased Charlotte as being, you know, not a lot to do. You know, they're young, athletic men who want to be entertained and go out and stay out and all of that sort of thing. And they didn't get it as much as they would say. I remember Charles Barkley teasing the city of Charlotte for being small time, if you will. And I dare say, with what you just mentioned, Chris, that 2019 will be a far different story for the NBA All-Star Weekend here in Charlotte.
Yeah, maybe we'll take the guys out to the Whitewater Center this time around. If somebody complains there's nothing to do in Charlotte, we'll take them out on a trip to the Whitewater Center.
I bet Charles Barkley will be one of the first guys signed up
for that one.
He's a sport. He's a sport for sure. Listen, Chris Kroeger is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. And, Chris, before we go, you mentioned, of course, you hadn't let go of just your radio skills since becoming the voice of the Charlotte Hornets. You're doing the play-by-play and all of that for every game, but you also contribute to the digital side. Tell us about that podcast and how we can have a tune-in to Chris Kroeger that way.
Oh, look at that. That's a nice assist right there, Bill. I like that. So it's called Courtside Seats. It's my podcast. You know, we call it a Charlotte Hornets podcast, but, you know, we're really just talking basketball and we talk life. You know, I think it's so easy to, you know, talk about whatever's going on from game to game and day to day, but there are so many people who have great stories behind everything we do, whether that's one of our front office executives or one of our players or coaches, or if that's people around the NBA and the game of basketball. And we just posted our last episode, our latest episode this week. We put one out. We try to put one out each and every week, every Monday. Jeff Van Gundy, who everybody knows obviously is the main man with Mike Breen and Mark Jackson on ABC when they call the big national games. But obviously he coached the Knicks and the Rockets, and he did a phenomenal job coaching USA basketball the last 2 years, getting them qualified for the World Cup, for the FIBA World Cup, which is going to be coming up in August. And he did it with one of our players for a short span. Dwayne Bacon was on that team over the summer, and he did it with over 50 different players on his qualifying roster over this two-year window, which is incredible because it was all G League players and college players, and he got the team qualified. And now, you know, the A team, so to speak, is going to come in August, all the NBA stars. They're going to play for Coach Popovich. He'll take over. But it was a great, great conversation on the heels of what we were just talking about international basketball and the way the game has grown. So if you just like good conversations with good people, which is what you guys do every week, you should listen to my podcast. I think you'd get a kick out of it.
Courtside Seats with Chris Kroeger. And while you're over there subscribing to that, of course, recommend a friend to subscribe over to the Carolina Outdoors as well. You'll have both of those boxes checked.
Yeah.
Chris Kroeger, voice of the Charlotte Hornets, thank you so much for joining the Carolina Outdoors and the Outdoor Guys with Jesse Browns.